Today I'd like to talk to you about Allen Iverson. I don't know if you've had opportunity to see the documentary that was put together on him, but I had forgotten how fast he was. I think at my fastest in my life, if I was running the fastest I could at the fastest time in my life, he could dribble a ball down a court and still be faster than me. Dribbling a ball. Amazing. You get a chance to watch that. Watch it. The level of skill in this man was just incredible to watch. Born June 7th, 1975. Played for Georgetown. Picked first overall, number one pick in the 1996 draft, selected by the Philadelphia 76ers. NBA Most Valuable Player in 2001. 11-time NBA All-Star. 2-time NBA All-Star Game MVP. 3-time and All-NBA First Team. All-NBA Everything. He's the NBA Rookie of the Year. NBA Rookie Challenge MVP. 4-time NBA Scoring Champion. 3-time NBA Steals Leader. His number 3 has been retired by the Philadelphia 76ers. When he was in college, he was a first-team All-American, first-team All-Big East. Incredible, incredible talent. Gold medal winner, bronze medal winner. Just gifted, gifted man. But the thing that comes to my mind when I think about him is his lack of ability to separate himself from things that would not be good for him. You can look at him and think to yourself, how can I be true to myself and yet be good and move on? I mean, you think about it. He was a bad boy. But as I look at him, there were times when he had opportunities to just separate himself. He just never could move away from bad situations. You see, smart people know how to make adjustments in how you talk and how you dress and how you behave. And he just never learned that. And people could say that, well, I never sold out. Well, you can say, I'm keeping it real. But the willingness to, or the unwillingness to separate himself from the streets probably cost him so many things. And then he's had this incredible talent, this incredible value, and that can either be a gift or a curse. I mean, there were a lot of people looking at him. They loved the Allen Iverson brand, and it was valuable, but he would ultimately get in trouble. And go out drinking and gambling and showing up to practices late. But what he had learned over the years was that if you have a lot on the table, if you bring a lot to the table, then you have power in that. And so I can get in trouble with the law. I can go out drinking and gambling. I can show up to practices late or miss them completely. I can skip warm-ups or show up to games just before tip-off. And if a regular player did that, he's out of a job. But because he was Allen Iverson, he could do that. And he had learned that early on. So the coach or the general manager or the owner, they can get all angry if they want. But by the end of the day, if they want to win games, they got to let Allen play. And so for his entire career, people would cave in to him. Why? Because he was a great player. And so he surrounds himself with yes men. But that didn't help him. And then you could say, well, things that have happened in the past, I shouldn't be judged by them. What happens in the past, you are judged by that. It doesn't matter. You can say, well, that's just not fair. Well, that, how do we make any judgments then? And so he would yell that one. And then this lack of discipline, that's just a recipe for disaster. And so as you look at him, what if he didn't have problems with drinking and gambling? What if he hadn't burned away his money? What if he knew when to cut certain people out of his life? What if he worked on and cared about practice? And there's that whole line that he talks about practice where people make fun of that even to this day. But the reality is that said something about his heart. That said something about him. What if he had had discipline and dedication to the game of basketball? Could you imagine what would have happened if he had lived that disciplined life? You see, he made the Hall of Fame, but what happened with his finances? What happened with his life? And we see in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it says this, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." And so I loved watching him play, but my heart broke as I watched the life outside of basketball that ultimately would catch up to him. Is he surviving? Sure. But what he could have been. And even today, if he turns and says, boy, that was a mistake. But will he do that? I don't know. But what a gifted man to watch play the game. I want to learn how to play basketball like him. But his lifestyle leaves much to be desired.